Welcome back to Cinema Vino.
Charles Baratheon.
Vincent Price.
Yes. Okay.
Elliot Gould. Okay, so, this is part two of our Halloween series. And tonight we're going to look at aliens.
Yeah.
This is a totally different night than our previous podcast about Tremors.
Nope, yeah. We're already activated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not like we are significantly drunker than the previous episode that you heard. So,
well, we're on our way.
Yeah, we're getting there. So we don't know where we're going, but we're on our way.
My cheeks are rosy.
Yeah.
Mm, which cheeks?
What?
Okay.
So we're going to talk about aliens. This was my pick. This was something that I had in mind for our sequel series about movie sequels that we did over the summer. Aliens is a unique sequel to movies. It was kind of the first of its kind, where it's like sequels had existed, but nothing like this. The first Alien came out in 1979. It was directed by Ridley Scott, and it was kind of a Jaws slash Jaws in space. It was kind of a Hitchcock in like the lifeboat scenario, where people like the Hitchcock lifeboat, where people are on a lifeboat out in the sea, and something's happening, they're getting picked off. So it kind of borrows that old horror movie idea, suspense movie idea, where it's like, what's happening? You know, and it's like, there's nothing we can do. We're isolated. Even the original Aliens tagline was space, no one can hear you scream. So that's the same premise as Lifeboat, where there's no help. You know, you're stuck. So a lot of Alien, despite the fact that it had big special effects and scenes in space, it was a very claustrophobic movie.
That's
very
a good tagline, too.
One of the very best, one of the most famous. It's a very intense, very claustrophobic movie to watch. You know, I mean, it's like stuff like that. A lot of suspense happens in very tight corridors and rooms, and it's like you feel very confined. So it was very ironic for a movie set in space, which is, you know, infinite, expansive, but it's like you feel closed in, boxed in. Aliens is a completely different movie. So, yeah, they make it plural. Exactly. But so they bring in James Cameron to direct it. James Cameron is a totally different director than Ridley Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Totally different as a writer, totally different as a director, a totally different approach to things. They both have done a lot of special effects, like centric movies, but basically James Cameron takes this to the extreme of like a big, brawny action movie. Still has horror elements. It's still frightening, unsettling, but it is a big sci-fi action movie, where the one alien that's loose on the ship in the first movie becomes a multitude of aliens. And he has, like, a queen alien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Looks fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bigger budget, more special effects. Sigourney Weaver is the only returning cast member from the original crew of Alien.
Nostromo?
And so, Ben, we'll assume that you've seen the first Alien, if you're here, because this is a sequel. She's the only survivor of the first movie. Everyone else dies on board that ship.
And the cat.
Yeah, and the cat, yes. Jones, I think was his name.
Jonesy.
And so she's found decades later in cryostasis or whatever, and awakened, and basically, you know, she becomes a tool of this corporation who wants to find this alien and exploit it.
Weyland-Yutani Corporation.
Exactly. Paul Reiser, later of Mad About You fame.
Oh, yeah.
Is like the corporate shark who lures her back to, you know, this planet to help bring the aliens back to, you know, Earth or wherever to be studied and utilized. So, and these Marines are sent with them. And so these well-armed space marines, that kind of, we'll call them the Doom Marines, are used as like to basically conduits for big action scenes, machine guns, grenade launchers, explosions, very different from the first film. But in a way, some people prefer this one to the first film. People say the first film is like the best of the series. It's a classic. Some people will say that they like Aliens better, the second one. Mm-hmm. Sigourney Weaver was nominated for an Academy Award for her work in this film.
Shit, did not know that.
One of the very first actresses to be nominated for a science fiction film. So, and one of the first like strong action heroines.
Yeah.
Ever, you know, Ripley's a badass character. Spawned multiple sequels afterwards, none of which were as successful as this one. Alien 3 was terrible. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah.
Even David Fincher, the director of it, will tell you it was terrible. And he couldn't make the movie that he wanted to. Alien Resurrection was terrible.
Oy.
Ask the people that were in that one. They will tell you it was awful. Multiple prequels, which I was disappointed in. Prometheus,
that's what I was thinking of.
Alien Covenant.
Yeah. I was disappointed in those. I'm not a prequel guy anyway, but I found those to be pretty dull. So it's the Patton Oswalt thing. It's like, I don't care about the stuff, where the stuff I love comes, where it comes from. I just love the stuff I love.
Yeah.
And then the spinoffs, the Alien versus Predator.
Yeah.
And then tons Alien versus Predator Requiem. Yeah. So there was Requiem. A sequel to the, Alien versus Predator. And wait, has there? No, because after the Alien versus Predator, there were the Prometheus and then Alien Covenant. So I don't think we've had any more since Alien Covenant.
Yeah. I mean, this is the classic sci-fi franchise. They can't leave it alone. They're making another movie, another sequel. You know, it's like they can't stop. So we're going to talk about Aliens. This is one of my... I grew up loving it. I saw it like as probably a 10 or 11-year-old and just... I love the action scenes, the guns, the aliens getting like blown up and stuff. It was pretty awesome as a little kid, you know, big burly sci-fi action movie. But I'm curious to hear your guys' thoughts. We are drinking for this movie, Dr. Constantin Frank. I'll share a link on the website, cinemavino.net. This is a Finger Lakes Riesling, semi-dry.
Actually, this is fucking dope.
It was.
I normally don't like white wines, but I really like this one.
A quick primer on Rieslings. It's a white grape. It's a white wine. It's high acidity. These aliens in these movies have acid for blood, so I thought it was appropriate to find something that had a lot of acid. Riesling is generally thought of as a sweet wine. This one was kind of in between. I would call this one off dry. It was in between. You can find bone dry Rieslings. You can find in between. Kind of medium dry, and then you can find sticky sweet Rieslings. It depends on what you're looking for. So,
did you say sticky sweet or stinky sweet?
Sticky sweet, but we can
do both.
Too.
Yeah, we can do both.
Yeah, I like both of those.
You leave it in a hot car long enough, it will be stinky sweet.
Stinky.
So, if you see, for example, German Rieslings, you'll see Cabinet. That's going to be more on the drier or off dry side. You'll see Auslese, or I'm sorry, Spätlese is going to be medium, and then Auslese, which will be the sweeter. Of the three.
And what's the name of this that we've got again?
This is Dr. Constantin Frank. So this is semi-dry.
Yeah, this gets my seal of approval.
Yeah, it is quite good. And wines that are high acidity like this are pretty refreshing. You'll find that stuff like this, stuff like Gewurztraminer, stuff like Pinot Blanc, stuff that has some acidity to it, they're pretty refreshing. They're pretty...
What's the price on this guy?
This one will clock in at about $18 U.S. So pretty affordable. You know, and honestly, it's like we're coming up into the Thanksgiving holiday, Christmas. This is a great, like, Thanksgiving Christmas wine. If you're doing turkey, if you're doing ham, if you're doing that, those kind of...
Very versatile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, a holiday meal, this Rieslings are great for that, especially the ones that are kind of off dry or in between.
I mean, I prefer $12 to $15 bottles, but I'll give this one.
Yeah. Like I'll give this one a pass. It's great. It's great for the price. It's
12
nice.
Bottles. 12 to $15 boxes.
Yeah.
The first one we did for last week's episode, the Folly of the Beast, also would be a good holiday wine.
Yeah.
A Pinot Noir is
very juicy.
Yeah. Bright, fruity. Also had some nice acidity to it. So
I don't know what that means, juicy.
Yeah.
Oh, it means juicy.
Yeah. It's got some bright, like it's real, like good, soft, strong fruit, real bright fruit. So
vibrant.
I don't know what fruit tastes like because I basically do easy mac and cheese.
Let me put the scissoring up weenies.
If you have a wine that tastes like easy mac and cheese, I have money in my wallet.
Mm-hmm. I can pair a wine with easy mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that too.
We'll get you a good Washington Chard.
Can we get sponsored by Easy Mac and Cheese?
We should.
We've tried.
Kraft. We've tried that. We wrote them letters until they told us to stop.
Have we tried in 2021?
We haven't tried. We haven't tried since the pandemic. But yeah, we've reached out to them and they told us they don't want to be near us.
So aliens.
Yeah.
Side note, Juicy. Okay, think of Denethor, Return of the King, biting into his tomatoes.
Ooh, no, I was just thinking about J-Lo's ass with like sweatpants on that says Juicy on the butt.
Okay. So
I like both.
Aliens. So it was a big like blockbuster hit of its time, 1986. And I'm curious to hear what you guys think. I mean, I know both of you guys have seen it before. Yeah. Like you said you've seen it like basically in pieces all the way.
Yeah, I saw it. I don't think I've ever seen it all the way through. I like half the film, a quarter, you know, just whether it's been on or I put it on. This is the first time I've actually watched it like from like start to finish. And, you know, I'm going to say this in the nicest way. I'm not like blown away by it.
Yeah.
I like the film. I think it's amazing. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's not something that I would go back and just like watch nonstop.
Yeah.
You know, I do know that we've talked about this with a lot of the sequels. Once you get into a sequel, people already know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, kind of. Like, yeah. It's like, well, aliens, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's going to be some aliens, right?
Yeah.
There's some aliens. and you're already at a disadvantage, I guess. Mm. I do like this film a lot, but it's not for me. It's not up there. For
not
what,
a favorite.
For what the film is considered to be. Mm. It's like, I can understand. I let people, you know, I'm glad you guys like it. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I watched it and I was like, man, this is good. I do love the action. For me, again, after watching it, I just felt like I was watching Cameron starting off Avatar.
Yeah.
It was like very Avatar-esque.
With some of the same cast.
Yeah. With the machine guy in there. It was when, you know.
And the
loading.
Yeah. When she gets into that, that was very, and then you have Mad About You guy, you know, he's total corporate. It's all he does. It's like, well, that's kind
like
of
Giovanni.
That's kind of what Giovanni was. Oh, we have all the Marines. Well, isn't that what Avatar is?
Yes.
When I was watching it, I was like, am I just watching the precursor to Avatar?
Yes.
Is this all I'm watching?
Yeah.
But I guess I never noticed that before, but
yeah, I didn't think about that.
Not
yeah.
until you said just it. Said it.
I was like, I'm just watching Avatar.
Yeah.
And maybe that made me sad, but, mm-hmm. I will say I do love the special effects, and it's enough to have to sit back because I think I do 100% get spoiled by all the Marvel films as of recent. But when I sit there and be like, this was 1980 fucking six, that's fucking really impressive. Mm-hmm. Like all of that stuff was just awesome.
35 years ago.
Yeah. I was 3 years old.
Yeah.
But it was just, damn, what an amazing film. Like that's what I liked about it. It was kind of like, I think whenever we reviewed The Thing, again, I was like, man, god damn, it's a cool film, whatever. But like, when I think about when it was done and what they had to do that, I was like, damn, this is really, really good.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my, it's not a movie that I'm going to watch. I haven't really done that before, watched it a lot, but I do think it's a great film. It's just not up there with me.
Yeah.
It was like, but
I respect that.
Yeah. But I will say,
I don't.
Bill Paxton was awesome.
Yeah.
And
RIP.
And again, I know. And it was like, and I do love when they were doing, oh God, what was the AI guy's name? Bruce?
Oh, Bishop.
Bishop, whatever.
Yeah.
Lance Henriksen.
Yeah.
Great actor.
I guess I had seen the scene of the whole, you know, knife in the hand thing. I'd seen it before. I guess I just blacked out Bill Paxton's facial reaction and him screaming,
because it's legit. I mean, it's like they did it slower. You can tell they sped it up.
Yeah, 100%,
but there's
a
guy with a knife doing that. And then, so his face is legit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was cool.
It
was
so, like, I know that.
Not really acting.
Yeah. That to me made me just like, I was like, that actually makes me laugh. I was like,
so the hand coming over the hand, that's like them. That's Bill Paxton.
Really?
Yeah.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah.
That, I did like that. You know, and Newt was a great, you know, hey, you got to put somebody in there.
Even with her wandering like American or English accent, they mostly come out at night.
Mostly.
Yeah. It's just like shit. But yeah, I liked it though.
Yeah.
I do like the film, but I will say that it is, probably the nicest way to put this, it is not for me as great as everybody makes it out to be. And that, but you know, that's just me though.
I respect that because it's like I watched The Matrix with Joe, another movie she had never seen, a movie that I loved when it came out in 99 or whatever. Yeah. You know, I was in college when it came out. And I was like, this is my wheelhouse. This is sci-fi. Yeah. This is nerdy. You know, this is like kind of that dystopian future. Like, oh, I loved it. Ate it up with a spoon.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not really her thing. And she was like, I respect the fact that I love the, like, people like it so much. I like, you know, action was pretty good, but it's like just not my thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I understand that.
Well, yeah, it took you guys like 3 nights to watch it or something.
Yeah.
She said. She was like, yeah, let's.
Yeah, you can tell she's. Okay.
Even looking back on The Matrix, it was kind of a slow burn too.
She's the classic, like, sit down and like watch something, and then you look over within like 10 or 15 minutes, she's asleep.
Yeah.
So yeah. We bet last night watched a movie. I was like, if you can make it 45 minutes into this movie with the lights out, I'll take a shot. And so, of course, she made it her mission to be awake. Yeah. She was wide awake. If she had to put clothespins on her eyes, she was awake. So I have to take a shot. Long story short.
Did you already take that?
Not yet.
I'll be there.
But.
I love this film because there was, and for some reason, I always use this film and the first one along with Blade 1 and Blade 2 as an example of. Here's the first episode or first film in a what then becomes a series, and then the sequel is totally fucking different, and just as good, if not better, than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So many sequels want to rehash and do the same things or the same scares or add more. You know, the Tremors films, they want to evolve the monster and, you know, add different nuances, and they're like, ooh, but this time they're above ground, you know. This film, I think, was great because, you know, as a kid, the first one scared me, creeped the hell out of me.
Yeah.
This one, I felt better because they're Space Marines. They're still getting killed left and right, but they're sweet explosions and machine guns, and, like, so, even though they're very ineffective, Space Marines are cool as shit.
They had
toys based off of the second series, and they had, I think one dude's name was Drake, and then there was Vasquez.
Mm-hmm.
They're just too fucking cool. They say it, and they were like, you're just too cool, man. We're like,
yeah,
of course.
Badass.
And it's going on a bug hunt, and we're like, all right, what do we need from these things? They have crazy exoskeletons. Well, we have to have big fuck-off guns and flamethrowers and, like, grenade rounds. You're just like... Me as a kid, I'm like, fuck, yes, please. You have to go overkill on every single one of these things and just go apeshit. I'm like, yeah, please, I want all that. So the first one was Jaws in Space, very much horror and also body horror. You had the whole chest burster thing. I don't think you had a chest burster scene in this.
Her dream sequence.
Dream sequence, the very beginning.
And what was great about this film is that of course, you know, they show Sigourney Weaver and she's escaped and she doesn't want to have anything to do with it. It's believable that she's like, what? You want me to do what? Fuck no.
Yeah.
Not only no, but hell the fuck no.
Yeah.
But they actually give it enough time and make it somewhat like believable enough to where like, no, she wants to go out there. She's the most experienced. She knows, you know, what to do. They're like, hey, you're going to have Space Marines with you. You should be all good to go. Mm-hmm. They're going to take your lead. And then they pull the rug out from under.
Yeah.
Like when they're actually down there, like, okay, well, you didn't paint the full picture.
When they really dangle it, when they're like, you know, there's another like 10 or 20 families or however many. So she realizes like there's kids and everything else. So it really puts that in front of her. Like there's like families that could be victimized by this thing. And so they really appeal to like her humanity to make her want to go rather than like this is a cold corporate thing. Like the first film, you know, where it's like, you know, we've got this alien, we want to bring it back and study it. This time it's like this thing, which she knows what it can do, and now it's like running amok amongst these innocent people. And so that's like the real thing. I'm like, I can help maybe save these people with what I know.
Mm-hmm.
And so she goes and touches down, and then it turns into like obviously a shit show. It's a bug hunt.
And was the version you guys watched, because I think... The one that I've watched is probably the director's cut version with more scenes where It almost takes 20 to 25 minutes
it's a little
in
bit, yeah.
the beginning to get her.
Mm-hmm. That's to a go James on the Cameron mission. Thing. Yeah.
So which I love because again, it makes you think of me think of Die Hard. We're like, how can the same shit happen to the same guy twice?
Yeah.
But they give it more credibility and make you believe it a little bit more. Like, why the hell would she go back out there?
Yeah.
And at the end, you totally have, you know, it reminds me of Pacific Rim. You have the kaiju and mech battle, which was always my favorite part. I was like, fuck yes. Like, of course, the Space Marines are going to show up. They're going to have their crazy weapons. Mm-hmm. They're going to get their asses killed. But then at the end, she's going to fight the crazy queen.
Yeah.
And she's going to be in the freighter mech suit.
Get away whatever. From her, you bitch.
Yes, which is one of the best lines in cinema, mm-hmm. along with... get your damn hands off me, you damn dirty ape.
Yeah. And supposedly that was something that Sigourney Weaver came up with.
Mm-hmm.
She was allowed to improvise some stuff for her character. And so coming out in the mech suit to fight the alien queen, yeah, that was something that she said.
I loved it. And the alien queen looked
they did look so badass. Cool.
Yeah. That's
especially
Stan Winston.
Backlit and everything. And mm-hmm. It was... I loved all of it.
Yeah.
And they made like video games then based off of it and all the action figures, which I had several of them as a kid. Just great.
To me,
I was on board.
To me, it's like you look at Empire Strikes Back. That's the movie that every Star Wars movie has been chasing since then. It's like they want to be that movie.
Yeah.
All these alien movies that have come out want to be aliens. Yeah. They've been chasing that movie. Yeah. They've been chasing that high ever since. All the big iconic stuff from this movie.
Well, the third movie, the first two were the ones I go back and rewatch several times. The third one, I've probably seen the least because it hops onto some dog and is killing people in a prison planet. The fourth one was written by Joss Whedon and feels very Joss Whedon-esque.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, well, we're going to turn Sigourney Weaver into like a hybrid alien person. So she's got like Buffy-style powers, which... Again, at the time, I thought it was cool. Like, even a bad Aliens movie, I still enjoy.
Yeah.
But I recognize that none of them are as good as the first two.
Yeah.
I even enjoy the Predator versus Alien films. And the second one is absolutely terrible. But I still love it. Like, just seeing them on screen, it's like the Avengers. It's a crazy crossover I've seen in comics. Batman and Superman... have fought like the aliens in the comics. And now, since Fox has been bought out by Disney, the Alien Queen is a Disney queen. Disney princess.
Interesting. That I would love to see the Alien Queen at Disney World with, like, you know, the Frozen, like Anna and Elsa, and like, you know, Aurora, and then the Xenomorph.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids taking pictures. Yeah. It's like game over, man.
Yeah.
Game over.
Yeah. Oh, and Bill Paxton, yes. Oh, has all the best lines. Yeah.
Best lines.
Film.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, he is, yeah. He was awesome. He was good in so many movies.
Mm-hmm. And whenever you talk about like a great, you know, female hero in films, Ripley always gets brought up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She's the person everybody should listen to. And she also, like, when the chips, you know, hit the ground, like, she's the one that you can rely on.
Yeah.
She's going to do the right thing. She's going to go into the bowels of a alien xenomorph bug hunt area with a fucking flamethrower, a grenade launcher, a machine gun. And
so many great moments. Yeah.
I fucking love it.
It's like, you know, the scene where... the Marines are first like ambushed and they're all dying. And then the commander's in the, like the car or whatever, like freaking out. Like I told them to pull out and they didn't know what to do. And then she takes over and like starts driving the car into there to go get them all. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like just fearless.
Yeah.
Or in the elevator when she's loading her grenades and like to go get Newt whenever she gets captured.
Oh yeah. She's got the cool montage of, you know, it's like tightening the belt straps every time, you know,
getting the flamethrower ready.
Yeah, exactly.
And then she goes...
taping it up together, you're like, that's metal as fuck.
Yeah. She sees, like, the den where the queen is laying her eggs, and it's
like...
that
was like, a cool scene, yeah.
And then she just scorches the place, the eggs, like, knowing it's gonna... the alien queen's coming after her, you know, does it anyway. You know, it's like, I'm gonna burn all these fuckers.
Especially where she does that, like, the whole head nod where she's... looking in the area, and she, you know, she's about to leave. She's threatening the queen to destroy the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of them starts opening up. Right when she looks at the queen, she does this kind of neck roll head nod. She's like, I'm going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
And then starts firing all the grenades. It's just a cool scene.
Yeah.
Where like, nothing is said, but, you know, you can see the decision on her face and physically where she's like, this is going down.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a great character.
This far and no further.
Yeah. She's a great character, and she's one of the great action heroines. She's one of James Cameron's best characters that he's done.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah. I feel like he took her further than the first movie did. Where the first movie, she's just another part of the cast. She's part of the ensemble. And this one, she's the lead, and she's the strongest character. Like you say, she's by far the best thing in the movie, character-wise. Paul Reiser plays a great scumbag.
Oh, yeah.
True.
So, you know, it's a very different role for him, but yeah, he fits in. Well,
and Lance Henriksen as the android bishop, they all have the weird, like, milky blood.
That was weird.
Mm-hmm. Ian Holm was the android in the first one, little Bilbo, RIP. But after they've, and again, I'm going off of just this film, but when they've been showing Prometheus and Alien Covenant, and they show Michael Fassbender as David and that android, you're like, I wonder why they even sent Space Marines at all. Like, can we get, like, a whole Marine force of Davids?
Yeah, androids.
Do crazy android shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're not wanted by the Xenomorphs either.
They're useless, like, as hosts.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's, I mean, am I wrong? Like, the aliens just want to basically reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
They need, like, human bodies. Yeah, send the androids.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're basically, I think in other films, it's shown that they're kind of a viral plague on any living creature. They just want just desolation, just to destroy any and all living creatures.
Yeah. Interesting. So scale of 1 to 10, what would you guys give it?
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Tay, because I know you're a little more skeptical.
Yeah, you know, and this is going to sound bad too, but I still think it's a great film. So even though I might rate it higher, because I know what it was.
Yeah.
I know it was a great film. It just, you know, goddamn. I feel bad being like, 6.5.
Yeah.
Same as fucking Tremors. But it was like, because I know it's not. But it was like, that's just for me. It
didn't connect with you.
It didn't connect with me, but it's like, should it be probably a 7.5?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, and honestly, even maybe an 8? Probably.
Yeah.
It was like, just because of what it did, what it accomplished.
Yeah.
But for me, like, it was like, you know, if someone was like, hey, man, you know, should I watch Tremors or Aliens? Sadly, I'm probably going to say Tremors, you know? It's like, but if you want to see a great cinematic film and just love everything, then go for the Aliens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see either one. It just depends on what you're in the mood for.
Yeah.
I love Tremors, and I think it's great. Like, I'm, you know, biased in my personal opinion, but I think Aliens, I would say an 8, and I feel okay with that. Like, I'm placing it there.
Same.
I don't know where I would put... Again, I always say Godfather, Jaws, and for me, you know, the original Superman with Christopher Reeve are almost 10 out of 10 films. But yeah, this one is definitely up there, especially watching it as a kid and then watching it again as an adult. I'm like, oh, I enjoy it on another level.
Yeah.
Even more.
Yeah. Same here. I mean, I'm probably 8.5.
That's what I was saying. I was like, I mean, like, it's definitely an 8 film.
Yeah.
But it's like, for me, it's just, it wasn't that for me. But it's like, and I know goddamn well what it is. It's, you know, one of those greatest films of all time. But I was like, you know, I don't know.
I get that, though. Yeah. Sometimes they just don't connect.
What does the first one get then out of 10? Is that, do you like it better or the same? Because I think I would still say an 8.
Yeah.
But for different reasons.
It's a different movie. Yeah. I would say it's an 8, but it's, you watch it for different reasons.
Yeah. You again, because Tremors also, I would say, it depends on the mood you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Some days, I'm, you know, more in a Tremors lighthearted mood.
Yeah.
I think it's almost as strong of a film, but just what all has been written about Aliens and before and the director, because you never really think about, like, oh, what a great director Tremors had. I think it was Ron Underwood, and he went on to do other good things as well. But you know, Tremors had a longer run to become the cult classic that it is.
That's
like
true.
This, was instantly recognized and has been kind of exalted, in several different fields and for several different reasons. Mm-hmm. And has, for better or worse, extended the longevity of this franchise. Because, yeah. again, you're right. They're all chasing either the first movie or, more likely, yeah. the second one. They just want to add more action, more action, more action. Mm-hmm. The last two films, Prometheus and Alien Covenant, have kind of gone back to a little more of the horror elements and the body horror.
Yeah. Well, and it was like watching The Matrix. You know, I told Joe that that was one of Tarantino's top movies of the last 25 years or whatever. But he said, you know, it would be like top two, except for the sequels. The sequels killed the mythology.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where it's like explaining more about stuff that he didn't want to have explained. Yeah. And it's like, do you guys feel that way at all about not only the Alien franchise, or is there any other franchise where the sequels kill it for you? The sequels kind of hurt the first two Alien movies for me. Like Terminator. I love the first two Terminator movies. And then everything after that is Dark Fate's not bad. It's not a bad movie. It didn't. We didn't need it.
Rise of the Machines kind of made me sad.
It
but
was rough.
There were parts of Genesis with Daenerys that I thought were okay. I still didn't like their John Connor and some of the other stuff. But
yeah,
I remember it not. And Terminator, bits of Terminator Salvation also weren't terrible. But it just none of it was hit the mark.
Yeah.
The Tremors films we were just talking about. Yeah. After after the third one, they did a prequel back in the West, and it was a good idea, but it didn't trip my trigger. I keep watching them because great Tremor films.
Well, and like you know,
pretty fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with the Tremors one, I think it's so funny because I mean, not saying low budget, but they're not having the budget that any of the Tremors movies are having. I mean, those are Tremors, Terminator movies.
Yeah.
I mean, those are just
Aliens.
Yeah, or Aliens, multi-million dollars. So it's like, for me, when you see something like a Tremors, you're just like, okay, just keep going. Who cares? It's funny, whatever. It cost you $3 million. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But when you see like a Terminator, an Aliens, you're like, whoa, you spent that much money on this?
Yeah.
It's like, God damn.
And this isn't another film franchise, but two different series now, The End and the Extra, like Lost and Game of Thrones have tainted my opinion of the rest of it. Like they both start out great, but I don't necessarily want to go back and start them again, knowing how disappointed
you'll
be at you know, some of the endings.
Yeah. I mean, it's like starting a great ice cream, knowing that it gets really bad at the bottom.
Oh yeah.
It's going to turn. So do you even want to start that ice cream?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's fair.
I would.
I love ice cream.
Like, yeah, you still do it.
I'm going to start it anyway.
Yeah. It makes you sad, though. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to. So. So this has been another episode of Cinema Vino.
It has.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. And here, Travis Budd, Taylor Owens.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm Todd Wofford. Next week, we're going to do Fright Night.
Yeah. And my pick. I love this film.
Yes. This is another all-time classic film. We will have Sean Jordan back next time.
Sister Act 2.
I'm take it a little bit.
We will hopefully have Sean Jordan back next time. But yeah, we will do that. And then after that, 13 Ghosts, which I've never seen. That's the one pick we've done that I've never seen.
Yeah, I haven't seen either.
And then two, not one, but two surprise Halloween picks.
Oh, yeah.
For the day of.
I've honestly forgotten what the surprise is. Actually, so I guess I'm going to be surprised.
I think I have two.
Well.
So we'll just have to improvise.
I remember one surprise.
But I'm not sure. Yeah. Muppets Take Manhattan was one of them. Mm. So
they need more Muppet Halloween movies.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Does Fraggle Rock have a Halloween episode? Maybe just do that.
Yeah, we can go back.
I think this is all based in Halloween.
I'm not sure.
All right, cool.
But yeah, and then the second one's Braveheart, which is a great movie.
Yeah.
Great Halloween flick.
It is.
It's not really Braveheart, but those will be secret. We'll do Day of Surprises.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, but we will see you guys next time, not with a bang, but
with a whimper.
But with a whimper.
You can listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are available. Our website is at cinemavino.net, and reviews of these movies can be found at toddwoffordmovies.com.